9:06 on your Saturday morning. Welcome to the Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app presented by ServPro of Vermilion County. I'm Chad Baker. Across the way, the coach, John Spezia.
Oh, where'd you get that White Sox hat at? Looks like that was back when
it's been through the ringer.
Bill Veeck was still with the White Sox.
Not quite that old.
Was it one of those things where they threw all the records out, they broke them all up?
Disco Demolition Night, yes. The day that they supposedly killed Disco and somehow keeps popping up. I'm going to guess it's not your generation that keeps bringing Disco back, right?
I'm more back into that, the Spanish stuff now.
Yeah.
Shakira, and that type of thing. You always get a kick out.
I do. It just goes to show you can never judge a book by its cover, because if you do.
I'll tell you what, you can judge a book by her cover, I can tell you that.
Just like that, we're off the rails for the week. So
you miss me, Chad. You gotta believe. Oh, yeah. Hey, keep East St. Louis beautiful. Well, that didn't happen here the last couple of weeks with the tornado.
It's been a rough go for folks here weather-wise.
I better not try to describe.
Did you see the video online of the people in the arch while the tornado was going on?
No, I did not.
I can't remember if it was a video or still pictures, but it showed people in the arch. That's how quickly the tornado hit that area, is they had people in the arch up at the top because it's daytime.
Yeah.
It's during operational hours, and they were there for the tornado.
Well, it might be the safest place to be.
It's pretty secure.
Yeah.
It's pretty secure, I would think. I say that. think of how far up in the air it is and how windy it gets there in St. Louis.
It was swaying probably a little bit, I would guess.
Maybe a little bit.
It's funny. We talk about that, and my good friend Jay Harrington, who's the head basketball coach at Southwestern Community College in Belleville, he was telling me all about it. He says, they forgot to hit the switch on the warning sign to let people know that it was coming.
Yeah, yeah.
The new mayor in
St.
Louis.
There's been a lot of folks that are pointing out, different areas, the sirens didn't go off. Well, if you're waiting for a siren to go off for you to react, then you've already lost the game. You need to be more proactive instead of waiting around for a siren to go off, because siren may go off after the event.
Well, that's true, but
yeah,
if you're in your house, you're not paying.
right.
You don't know a tornado's coming.
Usually, I can tell what's up if the daylight in my house starts getting dark at a weird time. Then I know, there's some weather coming. I don't know. I just, maybe it's the intuition that they don't teach in schools anymore. I don't know.
Well, you're kind of old school now. You know that, Chad.
I am. I don't know. I don't know if that's a neighborhood I want to journey down. But
you don't want to go down that neighborhood. That's your old school.
I'm trying to keep myself young, grasp my youth as long as I can here, and I'm doing a poor job at it.
Well, so. Yeah, that's what your daughter said too. So. Dad,
thanks to our sponsors. You're old school.
Who are the sponsors, by the way, Chad?
ServPro Vermilion County is our presenting.
They do
sponsor.
A great job. I had them in my house.
It's like it never even happened, isn't it?
You're exactly right.
And so they, of course, our presenting sponsor, ServPro Vermilion County. Our good friends over at Latos Hardware and Westville. Make sure you go for those hard to find items. You can see Fifi there. They got some some pretty cool stuff. I think they got some grill stuff there for the weekend if you're looking to maybe spice things up for your cookout.
Are you saying you're going to have a cookout and you're going to invite everybody over?
I will not be. I will be occupied with employment on Memorial Day. So I get to
employment.
I get to come in and do my shift here. I have another position that I work within the community. I'll be doing that on Memorial Day as well. So, yeah.
You're just a jack of all trades.
I am. I am. And then gonna go jeeping tomorrow. So that's
you're gonna do what?
Jeeping.
You're one of those.
I don't own one, but my.
So you're gonna go tear. You're gonna be one of those guys that tear up the ground and everything, jumping around in a jeep. Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna. We're not necessarily gonna go into river bottoms, but we do hit the back roads.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Is that over at...
It's down south, down my neck of the woods.
Oh, so you're down there in the redneck area.
Yeah. Now you're picking up where I'm laying down. Yeah.
I noticed your neck being a little red.
Yeah. You know, it's not the reflection of the shirt.
Yeah. You know, the rednecks are usually were Irish, so if I offend any Irish, I'm sorry, but... I'm going to roll today, Chad.
Obviously. Our good friends at El Toro of Danville, 619 South Gilbert Street. For the best of Mexican dining, visit El Toro of Danville. And Country Financial Agent Dustin Ehler in Fairmount. He can't wait. There's going to be some changes around the corner. And then he's going to have some new digs. It's going to be awesome.
He's got some changes?
He's got a new facility going up. So.
Oh, well. Good for him.
I'm hoping that is well, knowledge.
Is he
going to
build a wrestling facility too?
It will get him to the wrestling events quicker because it's on the other side of the tracks.
Oh, well, that's a good thing. You know, there's some. You know, I just came back from Vegas, and somebody asked me. You know, I heard about this show with you two. You know, you two ought to come to Vegas. You'd be too. You'd help be on stage as comedians.
I am not a high roller coach.
I didn't say it'd be high road. We just go on stage. You and I could, you know, if Tom, what is the Bob and Tom? That's the Bob and Tom show? Is that?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
the Bob and Tom show. I think I would definitely lose out to Wayne Newton. Still, even at his advanced age. As far as Wayne Newton? No, I'm saying I would lose out to him as far as a crowd goes. I don't know how much of a crowd we would have in order to put on a show in Vegas.
I'm sure we could probably find a crowd.
We would need
the group.
We would need.
But you got to get rid of the White Sox hat.
And we would need ample supply of showgirls. So
that's a possibility. There's plenty of them out there. That's for sure. I'm sure that would happen.
Yeah.
Well,
believe it or not, it's a sports show.
This is a sports show?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
And believe it or not, there were games that got in this week in spite of all the bad weather that we had. Let's get the couple games that we had last night. Seager over Benton Central 4-3. Interstate matchup between Danville and Covington canceled due to the playing surfaces still being wet out the stadium. Greencastle Park Heritage off the schedule. South Vermillion West Vigo off the schedule. They're end of the season games. They probably got their games in at this point. They're out of conference, so they won't be making those up.
Big games this week or today?
Yeah, got some big stuff today. Let's first take a look back here to see how we got here. Of course, regionals action on the Illinois side. There's still a smattering of games on the Indiana side. Last weekend, you had Riverton Park Heritage sweeping doubleheaders. You get into the week there. Sister Park Christ Lutheran winning their opener in the Milford Regional over Grant Park earlier in the week.
Ooh.
To squeeze out another victory here before the season ends. You had Watsika, Oakwood, ALH, and Parasol advancing earlier in the week. Had Urbana putting a number on Danville. I feel bad. The Vikings have really struggled this year.
I know. I just don't understand. I was with some former Viking baseball players last night and the other day. And I just it's amazing that they've gone down that route where you've just not been very good. I mean, you go back to the time period of, I guess, a little history here real quickly for you of Tom Fletcher, who pitched off his Oakwood, was a great pitcher, Darren's dad. And he's talking about Sterling Slaughter and the Milkies, Kurt Milk and his brother. Both were great pitchers and players at Danville. And they got all the way to the final, maybe four in the state tournament series. And Kermit Radloff was a coach. And then you go the next guy was, Bob Kay. You couldn't get anybody funnier than Bob Kay. Well, Bob Uecker, maybe you could say. But But yeah, I don't understand why Danville baseball has fallen off so far. I mean, it's unbelievable.
And Coach Doakey, solid guy, good coach, good instructor. Seems like he's easy to learn from. I've had a few conversations with him over covering baseball the last several years. I think it's there again, just contrition. You know, there's a solid track team at Danville. A lot of those athletes going that direction.
Well, the track team's very good, yeah. Obviously.
And you're seeing some other numbers with tennis being low this year. And I think track and field, even though there's a pretty good track and field squad there, I don't know that they have had the numbers that they've had in years
past.
Well,
we had this discussion, too. You know, Danville, at its height, had over 2,000-some students in just three grades. Well, that's down to about 1,400, 1,500 students. I may be off a little bit, but not much, and with four grades. And I think the participation of the people at that time that's going on, you know, we've had good Legion baseball without any question, so there's a farm system, but it appears to me over the course of time, and this is not just baseball, I think in all the
you were in the neighborhood, 1302 is the official enrollment, so I'm right there.
Yeah, right there. So what I'm going to say is this. It appears to me, and I'm not just going to pick on Danville.
Right. Nor should you, because its numbers are all around.
If you go back over the last 5 years, probably since COVID, that the 3 or 4A schools, at least in this area, I'm talking about Bloomington, I'm talking about Urbana, I'm talking about Champaign, mm-hmm. and Centennial and all those, they've been getting beat by the St. Joe's and the Perry Centrals of the world. And, Bismarck's even beaten Bloomington before. You know, that tells you a little bit about the trend of what's going on. And it's not just it's basketball, it's all the other sports, other than maybe football a little bit. But, I think that's just kind of where it's at here, at least in this area. Now, I can't say for the rest of the state, but at least in this area, especially in that conference, I've seen it. I'm not sure that Danville High School basketball has beaten St. Joan the last 3 or 4 years, four years at least.
Yeah.
And I'm sure the same thing has happened in other sports, baseball and so forth. And, again, by far means I'm not picking on Danville, but but that's what's happened. And and Urbana's football has been awful. They couldn't even fill the football team.
Yeah, they've had their struggles.
And right, and
I even had some discussions online just yesterday, as a matter of fact, because we're starting to see the discussions of Conference Rochambeau again here in the state, with especially with some teams down south. And course, being an Effingham native, I'm always cognizant of what's going on with moving and shaking conferences. You know, there's a lot of teams in the Apollo Conference up this direction. It's migrated north. It's migrated towards bigger schools. Now those bigger schools are seeing enrollment drops. So then that creates some scenarios, too, where, you know, it's like in the Apollo, it's like Muhammad Seymour always growing, all those other schools always shrinking. So at some point in time, a school like Muhammad Seymour is going to go looking for a bigger conference or a conference that's going to be more competitive.
And they play most of the teams out of the one that Danville, mm-hmm. and Champaign Centennial and Central play, and have beaten them for the most part. I think we see the transition of going out of the inner cities to the outlying areas, and that's why that's happened. But in again, not to get into political stuff, but people are migrating out of Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
We all know that. We can say whatever you want to say about who's involved or who's the governor and all that, but that's the part of the problem.
Absolutely. So today, setting the scene here, we've got just a couple teams left. On the Illinois side, regional championship for 1A. GCMS and Milford, that's underway. Salt Fork and Armstrong Potomac get together at 1 this afternoon up at Armstrong in that regional championship. Trio of games we're keeping an eye on in 2A, the Westville championship underway with Westville and BHRA. A lot of folks out that direction.
And that game's at Westville?
That game's at Westville, the regional. So it'll be on the turf. So even if there's pop-up storm.
They're starting at?
They got underway, or they're getting underway at 10. I keep forgetting we're at 9.
But right. Yeah, 10, well, that's what, that was my question. I had somebody ask me as I was coming in. So what time does Westville play?
So Westville BHRA at 10, St. Joe Ogden and Unity at 10 over at Unity in the Unity Regional for the championship. And then down at Paris, a couple teams not from this area, St. Anthony and Marshall, in their regional championship. Attica hosting Faith Christian and Liberty Christian today for a round robin. Park Heritage entertaining Terre Haute South this upcoming week. Danville joins the fray of postseason action. They'll take on Mohammed Seymour, speaking of which. They'll be at the Rantoul Regional for Class 3A. A couple of regular season games on Monday for the Indiana side, South Vermilion, Terre Haute North, Sullivan and Riverton Park, Clinton Prairie and Seeger, unless they've wiped those off. This upcoming week, you've got the Arcola Sectional. So the winner of the Milford GCMS game will take on the winner of Tuscola-Mount Pulaski. Arcola's second game will be the winner of Armstrong-Potomac and Salt Fork taking on Arcola. I don't know who won last night between Argentina Orienta and Cerro Gordo Bement. May be able to get that here. All right, quick. It looks like it'll be Argentina Orienta in the regional championship with Arcola for that. This upcoming week, you'd also have the Millikan University Regional. We went there last year, and there's a sectional.
Yeah, you got Milford, the winner of Milford and GCMS versus Tuscola Mount Pulaski. That should be interesting.
Yeah, that's the Arcola one. The Millikan one, where they went last year, you could see potentially in the championship a rematch of that Westville Monticello game that was so good last year. It was their final game of the year.
Monticello's got a great pitcher, I think. I can't think of his name right off the top of my head.
Yeah. He played basketball this year in the game that Monticello and Westville had in the postseason.
And of course,
he's going to University of Illinois.
And you got the Unity St. Joe winner versus Sonoma U High and Prairie Central winner. So
yeah.
That's a pretty
solid
good sectional.
You could before it's said and done, you could potentially see a St. Joe Ogden Westville sectional championship, which I think people around here would really be interested in.
Well, Joe B's done a great job at Westville. There's not any question. And of course, today with Bismarck, you've got Coach Dodd coaching baseball, and he's done a good job with them. You know, anytime you coach two sports, head coaches of two sports, that's an impact. That takes a lot of time out of your family and everything else. So he's done a great job there. And that should be an interesting one. And I'd be remiss if I didn't say something about Greg DeWolf at Milford. Mm-hmm. He's really
keeping that team churning. They were under 500 here as recent as two weeks ago. And they're hitting the stride and staying hot at the right time. And they do play a little longer season. I think they are one of those teams that do bunch up the schedule. And we saw seen them in sectionals a couple of years ago. And so they got the power.
I don't have it in front of me, but his when it comes to postseason, he's been in that regional championship game the last several years. I'd say he's been there four or five times and he's won it. You know, he has a junior high baseball, just like Joe B does at Westville. Greg is, Greg's from your area. DeWolf, I don't know if you realize that.
I don't.
Yeah.
And we got some DeWolfs down my neck.
Well, he's from
the woods.
Oh. I'll think of the school because I can think of his coach was just passed away. He's a Hall of Fame coach down and ran the ball press. I'll get.
Okay.
Help me out here, Chad. I'm thinking of this. I'm thinking the school. Neil Alexander was there.
Is it from my area?
Yes,
or is it
your
from
area.
Further down?
No, your area from down that area.
Like Cumberland, to Topless, Kinsey, Westfield.
No. You know, I'm going to think this is in about 10 minutes.
I tell you what, when we take the break, we'll start looking it up.
We'll start looking. But yeah, he's from your, and he had a brother, I think, and had kids that played at Effingham.
That's possible.
The Wolf. Yeah.
Okay. We'll dive into it. IHSAA sectional action this week. Riverton Park 1A. You'll have Attica and Covington, Riverton Park and Faith Christian, and 2A. It's South Vermilion. It's Park Heritage and North Putnam. Then later on, next day, you got South Vermilion Greencastle, and then Seeger in the 2A Lafayette Central Catholic region or sectional with Western Boone. Our records for the week: St. Joe Ogden 32-3, Westville 22-5, Salt Fork 20-7. You got BHRA 19-9, Milford 17-15, Armstrong Potomac 13-18. All those teams still in it, along with Danville with their three wins. Teams that have ended their season: Oakwood 17-15, Paris 12-17, Iroquois West 11-15, as was Watseka. Hoopston Area 9-19, Schlarman 5-13, Heritage 5-19, Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman 5-21, Sista Park Lutheran, or Sista Park Christ Lutheran Co-op 4-18. On the Indiana side, yeah, Park Heritage 15-8, Rio Verdon Park and Covington each 14-9, Seeger a half game back at 14-10. South Vermilion's at 500, 12-12. You got six wins for Fountain Central, five for Benton Central, four for Attica, and two for North Vermilion. Switching gears to softball for the week. Yesterday, you had the regional championship, Salt Fork knocking off Armstrong Potomac in 1A, 4-1 at the 2A BHRA regional championship. Seneca, so good. I think they only have one loss on the year. Knocked off Lexington Ridgeview 9-0. Champaign Central blank Danville in regular season action 6-0. Seeger over Attica 11-0 in 11 innings. Not really too many surprises in the softball week that was. You did have Milford Sista Park lose to Grant Park 3-1 in that regional. I still feel that they had some firepower off that team that made the sectional run last year. But also, too, I know that this is also around the time that they are missing a key component, or one of their key components is stretched. Addison List, who also participates in girls track and field and was at state. We'll get to her in just a moment. Don't know what the realm was of, or how much that they missed her in that game, or if that even figured in at all. But that maybe was a little surprising, one of the more surprising matchups this week. Because that's a pretty solid team, even without her in the lineup.
Here's an interesting one with today's regional at St. Joe, Normal U-High versus Westville.
That'll be a good one. Do not take Normal U-High lightly. They plowed through Oakwood this week, which Oakwood Schlarman Co-op had a pretty solid season. I think they knocked off, they knocked off St. Joe Ogden, which is a 23-win girls team. That's got a lot of things going. Larry Sparks has that program going well. They doubled up them 2-1. So Normal U-High looking to be a giant killer out there. They'll be taking on Westville at the St. Joe Ogden 2A regional championship today. That's a lone game on our softball slate. The IHSAA sectionals coming up this week. You've got Faith Christian Fountain Central at Riverton Park. You got South Vermilion versus Greencastle at the Southmont, and Seeger versus Delphi at the Rossville sectional. Salt Fork IHSA sectional will get the Tuscola Arcola winner. I believe that's being contested today, if I'm not mistaken. And then the Unity sectional, the Meridian Pena regional winner will take on the Westville, or excuse me, the Meridian Pena winner will take on the Westville Normal U-High winner over at Unity. So Westville wins. They don't have far to go. Still within their region, they'd have the shortest trip out of all of those, I would imagine.
Looks like it. Yeah.
So yeah, I think we're closer than what Meridian is, definitely. Then later in the week, you've got Riverton Park sectional, North Vermilion Covington, Attica Riverton Park, 2A Rossville sectional. Host team takes on Benton Central. You've got South Vermilion Greencastle winner facing Park Heritage at Southmont. Danville opens their regional with Muhammad Seymour on the boys on the girls side too. The 3A Rantoul regional is where that will be. And then it's just a process of elimination all the way through the end of the week for girls softball action winding down here. Three teams still available on the Illinois side: Westville at 28-5, Salt Fork 26-4, and then Danville at 11-13 could make some waves on the 3A bracket. On the Indiana side, it's been all Riverton Park. They're 22-4. Everyone else under 500: Seeger 10-17, South Vermilion 8-10, Covington 8-14, Park Heritage 8-16. You got Benton Central 7-19, North Vermilion 6-12, Attica 6-14, Fountain Central 5-17. So that's where we're at with baseball, softball for the week. We're up against Sports World. We'll take a break and come back. Do track and field, boys tennis, girls tennis, boys golf. girls soccer, bass fishing, DAC sports. And then we've got a little later on all the summer stuff firing up this week. We'll talk more about that as the Saturday Sports Connection continues on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app presented by ServPro of Vermilion County.
Knicks and Pacers, 2 days removed from a riveting Indiana comeback, playing game two at the Garden. A game largely played within single-digit margins. Tyrese Halliburton struggled shooting, but finished two rebounds shy of a triple-double. You could argue he turned the lights out.
Halliburton for three up top. Good, good, good. Mercy. All by himself. No one else touched it on that trip.
And he did with to Jalen Brunson what Jalen Brunson does to so many defenders. Just squared him up, knocked down the three right in front of his face.
Sean Kelly on ESPN Radio put the Pacers up seven late in the fourth. Pascal Siakam, a career playoff high 39 points. Jalen Brunson missed a game-tying three-pointer in the last 10 seconds for the Knicks. Pacers go home leading 2-0 after a 114-109 win in the Eastern Conference Final. On the ice, the Oilers and Stars contesting Game 2 in the NHL's Western Final.
To the high slot. That was a 3-on-2 for Edmonton. Nugent Hopkinson tipped home. What a tip by Connor Brown. 3-0 Edmonton.
6:30 CHED, Stuart Skinner, 25 save shutout. Edmonton steals game 2-3-0 to head north of the border with a split ahead of game 3 Sunday. In baseball, Ronald Acuna returned Friday from a torn ACL, nearly a year to the day since his last game. The 2023 MVP wasted no time.
And the first pitch to Acuna, he swings, he drives one, pushing way back. Is this real life? It's a home run by Acuna. 1-0 Braves. Holy smokes. His first swing in a year. And he parked it into the bleachers out in left center. Unbelievable.
680 the Fan in Atlanta. They failed to win the game, though. Padres beat the Braves 2-1.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
As a trusted leader in the restoration industry, ServPro of Vermilion County provides specialty recovery services for water, fire, storm, and mold damage. Call ServPro at 217-443-0077. ServPro like it never even happened.
The mission of Step Recovery Center in Danville is to empower recovering people to grow and become productive members of society. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, reach out by calling 217-597-9653 or emailing steprc@yahoo.com.
Get outdoor ready at Leto's Hardware. This grilling season, see the experts about the setup that will work best for you. Aluminum grills, tailgate kits, wood pellet smokers, they've got it all. Plus all of the sauces, rubs, and accessories you need. While you're here, visit our garden section or get your window screens fixed to let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out. This is Fifi the Cat, reminding you to follow us on Facebook. Leto's Hardware, where we do it best.
Make every day a fiesta at El Toro, serving up all of your Mexican favorites. Try their daily lunch specials, served 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Have an event coming up? Spice it up with El Toro Catering for your next office lunch, wedding reception, or family reunion. El Toro has a vast menu to satisfy every craving. From exciting combination dinners to seafood, sizzling fajitas, and vegetarian options, El Toro has something for everyone. Celebrate flavor at El Toro, 619 South Gilbert in Danville.
Just because you have a variety of insurance policies doesn't mean you need a variety of agents. I'm Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative in Fairmount. I can help you with all of your insurance needs, from life to health to property insurance, in town or on the farm. I can show you how to take advantage of any discounts available for good drivers to good students, homes equipped with smoke detectors, and more. And the best thing is, it's all available from one person. Call me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount at 217-733-2154.
Welcome back to Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app presented by Surf Pro of Vermilion County. Chad, coach, back with you. High school track and field coach, you got three pages of this stuff.
I know, I see this.
I don't want you to have to dive through all of it, but there is some highlights here.
Well, we get some highlights. I see it at St. Ann, the last chance meet. You had Watsika got fifth, and Milford got eighth. Here's the sectionals, Class 1A, Hoopston, pole vault only to be held at Georgetown. That's original. Class 2A, Unity. The Rockets got third, St. Joe fourth. Let's go all the way back to, and that was it. Paris got, looks like 23rd maybe.
Paris?
Yeah. And anyway, let's go with the hurdles advance. From St. Joe, Kyler Swanson was second in 110.
Go Kyler.
Excuse me.
He's had a good year over there, so.
Yep. 3,200 meters, Jack Fish from St. Joe got third. The discus, you've got an Olenekak from St. Joe, won the discus. High jump, second, Dawson Rogers of Paris. If you can figure out the meters, 1.87 meters, you can tell me how big that is. I'm guessing it's about 6'4". Pole vault, Jack Weir was first from St. Joe Ogden. Down in Class 3A, O'Fallon, go all the way down there. We really, Danville got 12th.
Mm-hmm.
In the 200 meters, DeMario Jackson was third. Jerry Reed was seventh. In the 4x200 meters, Danville was sixth. Pole vault, Matthew Sherman from Danville was second. In the high jump, Victor Jones was fifth. IHSAA sectionals, which is in Indiana. Let's look at see what we had here. Anybody from our area? Benton Central was
10th.
10th, yeah. Yep. No area athletes advancing. Lafayette Jefferson in that area. North Vermillion was 12th. Seager was 5th. Covington 10th. Fountain Central 11th. Area athletes advancing 3 in each category, 400 meters. Landon Disbennett from Seager with a time of 51.54. That's really good.
That's smoking.
1,600 meters. Nathan Odell Seager, 4.43 in the 1,600 meters, which is the mile run, basically, as we used to talk about it. The discus, Isaiah Max, that's an easy one. Got second. Terre Haute North in that one. We go all the way down to Park Heritage was sixth. And South Main was eighth. Area athletes, three of them, advanced 400 meters. David Lacey, Park Heritage, 53 seconds. 1,600 meter, Camden Shields, Park Heritage, 4 minutes and 29 seconds. That's moving pretty good also. Mm-hmm. In the 4x400, South Main was third. In the discus, Lane Milner from South Main was third. Long jump, Cade Mabry from Park Heritage was second. Girls IHSA track and field sectionals will go all the way down to Benton Central was sixth in our area.
Mm-hmm.
Advancing for them, 4x100 relay, Benton Central was third. And a discus, Sophie Zayrot from Benton Central was 40.18 meters. Lafayette Jefferson sectional. You got to remember, in Indiana, it's sectionals, regionals, semi-state.
And there's a lot more postseason steps in Indiana track and field than there is on the Illinois side. Yes, I think Illinois, they got sectional and then state. I think's how that works.
Well,
right?
Yeah. Yes.
And then over in Indiana, they've got four tiers, which.
And they got less schools.
I think they have less meets, too, during the year.
I think they do.
Because they get a later start.
Yeah. In our area, Seager was fifth. Fountain Central was sixth. North Main eighth. Covington 11th. advancing in the 100 meters, Bailey Hoagland from Fountain Central. We got second in the 400 meters, Bailey Hoagland again. Was third in 1600 meter, Myra Frasch. Is that correct?
Maria Frasch.
Maria Frasch. There you go. Won it with 5 minutes and 31 seconds. 3200 meter, Maria Frasch again was second. And then third from Seeger,
Adara. Yeah.
There you go. Long jump. Second, Bailey Hoagland again. Bailey Hoagland, sorry, from Fountain Central. Shot put. Isabella Edney. Yeah, there we go. From North Vermillion was first. And a discus, Kaylin Kaufman from Seeger was first there. Terre Haute North. And there's, we go all the way to South Vermillion was sixth. Riverton Park, 11th. And Park Heritage, 12th. Advancing 400 meters, Emily Adams. That was an easy one for me. 3,200 meters, Isabella Torch from South Vermillion was third.
Turchy's been there a couple times here in her career, too. Yeah. And so it's you see some common names pop up. You mentioned Hoagland at the Lafayette Jeff, multiple
other events. She's
had a really good career and just continues to impress. And Turchy's the same way over at South Vermillion. And of course, with a third place finish in that 3,200.
When we get to the IHSA state finals, area's top 10 finishers after day one. 1A girls, long jump, Addison Light from Milford System Park was eighth. Triple jump, Addison again was fifth. In the 800 meters, the 2A, Savannah Franzen from St. Joe Ogden was seventh. In 2A shot put, Sadie Sally from Paris was fifth. Last night in the sectionals, Hoopston area BHRA, was first, Oakwood second, Salt Fork third, PBL fourth, Watseka fifth, Westville fifth, tied for fifth, Hoopston seventh, and Georgetown eighth, Georgetown Rich Farm, Milford was 11th, Armstrong Potomac 12th, Heritage 13th, Iroquois West 15th, and Starman 16th. Advancing 100 meters, Mason Cunningham from BHR with a time of 11.18. Nathan Bird from Armstrong Potomac was second. And the 200 meters, Mason Cunningham again from BHRS, BHRA was first. Jaden Worrell from Westville was second. 400 meters, Connor Smith from Oakwood was first. Second was Lucas, is that Tyus?
Yeah.
I believe that's right.
That's how I pronounce it, yeah.
800 meters, Clark Rowland was second from Heritage. 1,600 meters, Thomas Wells from Oakwood won it with a time of 4 minutes and 42 seconds. Second was Drew McTaggart from Waseca.
Squeezing it out by .05. Beating McTaggart, that is a feather in your hat.
Yeah, Drew McTaggart's a pretty good runner.
Yeah.
Because he won the 3,200 meters with a time of 10 minutes and 36 seconds. Owen Garrett from Hoopston was second. 110 hurdle meter. 110.
We know what you're talking about.
Hurdles. We know what we're talking about. Yes. Number one was James Cody from Georgetown Rich Farm Christmas. I know my nephew Gary's been training him. I'm sure he's happy to hear about that one. And Alexander Swanson from Salt Fork was third. And Skyler Este from Milford was fourth. 300 meters. Ian Church from Salt Fork won it with a time of 40.81, and Skyler Este from Milford was second. Trevor McCall from Oakland was third, and then James Cody from Georgetown was fourth. 4x100 relay, Westville won it. Second was BHRA. 4x200 relay, BHRA won it, and second was Westville. 4x400 relay, Oakwood won it. BHRA was second. Shot put, Kyler Johnson, Oakwood won it. Third was Connor Powell of BHRA. And discus, Maddox Stein won it. Then Blake Trimmel from Salt Fork was second. I'll tell you, the throwers at Salt Fork have always been very, 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 very good.
They've won Stein's going to make a run at state.
Maddox, I think, is a sophomore, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
High jump, Nathan Young from Oakwood won it. Long jump, Dylan Davis from BHRA was first, and second was Easton Boland from Westville. Triple jump, Sailor Harrison from Oakwood won it, and Dennis Goodman from Watsika was second. Girls track and field finals, top 10 finishers after day two. No local top 10 finishers. Today, girls track and field. This week,
today's just, all the finals. Finals. Anything that was prelim ran on Thursday, Friday. So 1A, 2A, 3A all competing today, and it'll be the final races for that at EIU.
I think we're.
And then, regionals and state finals this upcoming week for boys. Regionals for boys track on the Indiana side. Switching gears to boys tennis, we'll plow through this here. Sectionals last night for IHSA at 1A Centennial. Danville's trio of Demetrius Miles, Dimitri Taylor, and Jace Vasquez all competing. They would each get first-round byes. Miles would lose his round two matchup to Patrick Hennehan of Bloomington Catholic Central. The team of Taylor and Vasquez would lose to Luchinski and Perry of Centennial in straight sets there. Mark Lehman of Schlarman, the lone Schlarman boys tennis athlete of the year, would get a first-round bye as well and then lose to Luke Abadir of Cornerstone Christian.
Mark's unbelievable. He's done track and field also, by the way.
Yeah, just a multi-sport athlete there. We saw him with that basketball team this year, too. 1A Mount Zion sectional, you had Paris's Carson Thronberg win in round one over Caden Holthouse of Taylorville. He would lose round two to Parker Massey of Mattoon. Eli Brinkerhoff of Paris would get a first-round bye and then defeat Austin Greenwood of Shelbyville and River Monjardin of Charleston. So he continues today in the final four there. The team for Paris, Lansall and Serban in the doubles, they would defeat Hawk and Lee of Charleston. Their other doubles team of Milner and Thierl got a first-round bye. Then you had Lansall and Serban defeat Kuzel and Langston and Murrow of Forsyth before losing to Winnett and Hancock of Casey Westfield. Milner and Thierl would go to defeat Jarabak and Graham of St. Teresa and then knock off Ian Freeman and Brandon Lane of Mattoon. So that sets the stage today. Brinkerhoff for Paris in the semifinal against Avery Tutwiler of Casey Westfield. They'll have a third place in championship after the semifinals today. Milner and Thurl will take on Kennedy and Schultz of Charleston in the third and championship today for that. And girls tennis, they had the Wabash River Conference meet this week. They will have the finals for that, It was Mala Bridwell of Covington defeating Jackie McLean of South Vermilion in the championship. And then the team of Peterson and Prickett of Fountain Central knocking off Brown and Stroyer of Covington for the championship there. IHSAA sectionals for girls tennis this week. Benton Central's season ends to the hands of Lafayette, but their team of Clemmie and Hines advance as a doubles team. Fountain Central knocks off Covington. Mala Bridwell will advance in singles for Covington and Brown Destroyer in doubles. And then Park Heritage loses to South Vermilion. South Vermilion advances a team. Park Heritage's double team of Mackenzie Gilligley. Am I pronouncing that right? Gilligley? G-I-L-L-O-G-L-Y. Apologize to McKenzie on that. I'm at least in the neighborhood. And Hayden Holcomb advances as well. Then Fountain Central knocks off South Vermilion in the championship. Jack McLean advances in singles. Lafayette Central Catholic knocks off Attica 5-0 yesterday. You have today a continuation of sectionals there. Then this week you have on Monday the matchup between Lafayette Central Catholic and McCutcheon. And then Seeger will take on the winner of Frankfort and Clinton Prairie. And then they'll have the championship there. Boys golf, Hoosier Conference invite won by Tipton earlier in the week. Benton Central was last. He had Patriot invite last week. Did not have complete results for that, but Terre Haute South, Terre Haute North won too. They're the teams that had to travel the least distance and probably most familiar with the surfaces down there. The course, as it were. Covington shot a 162 round this week to beat Benton Central in a duel by 13. Seeger knocked off South Newton in a duel. Today, the West Lafayette invite at Purdue, Fountain Central, Benton Central part of that.
You've got Attica with a pair of road meets this week for Boys Golf, Clinton Prairie, and West Lafayette. You got Seeger hosting Fountain Central and Park Heritage, South Vermilion entertaining Covington, Mint Central facing Lafayette Central Catholic, Fountain Central at North Putnam. Girls soccer, Centennial ends Danville season at the Centennial Regional 4-0. Bass fishing, neither of our local teams advanced. BHRA and Heritage were the two teams that were competing at sectional. They have an extra round this year for bass fishing. They had a regional last weekend. Those teams advanced out of regional and then would not show up with fish in their boat, at least enough to make it into the top 10 or the alternate. So no local teams advancing to state bass fishing down at Shelbyville. Dak, our last Dak athlete of the year, Blake Arnold, placing 70th with a 27 over 315 at the NJCAA Division II National Championship in Plymouth, Indiana. Congrats to Blake on the nice run there. We'll take a break. We will come back. We'll talk about some EIBL Prospect League action. We'll wrap up for the week when Saturday Sports Connection continues. That's not my button there. On 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app presented by ServPro of Vermilion County.
As a trusted leader in the restoration industry, ServPro of Vermilion County provides specialty recovery services for water, fire, storm, and mold damage. Call ServPro at 217-443-0077. ServPro, like it never even happened.
The mission of Step Recovery Center in Danville is to empower recovering people to grow and become productive members of society. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, reach out by calling 217-597-9653 or emailing steprc@yahoo.com.
Hey, it's Carly from Downs. May is a special month. The Indy 500 graduations, remembering those who lost their lives serving our country, and our Memorial Day sale May 19th through the 27th. All in-stock appliances and furniture will be on sale. There will be fridges starting out at $4.99, washers and dryers at $3.99, and queen mattresses at $2.99. We will have four-door prizes for you to sign up for. Make sure to stop in at Downs in Petersburg, May 19th through the 27th for our big sale.
Illini Skateland is proud of Danville's veteran heritage. Did you know that Danville's VA origins date back to 1897? The next year, land was set aside for a national cemetery, and the current Danville National Cemetery was established in 1901. The Central Soldiers Monument was dedicated on Memorial Day in 1917. Consider honoring and visiting our fallen soldiers this Memorial Day weekend. A patriotic reminder from Illini Skateland.
Hey, this is Zach Hollingsworth at Deeples Auto, and it's May. That means major savings are heating up. Right now, drive off in a brand new 2025 Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, or Ram with up to $10,000 off select models. Looking for a Chevy? We've got you covered. Save over $10,000 on a new Silverado or get into a new Chevy Trax for just $279 a month. With a wide selection on the lot and the deals this hot, there's never been a better time to buy. So why wait? Come see us today at Deeples Auto in Paris, where the savings never stop and neither do you. Don't forget, if your vehicle doesn't have a Deeples sticker, you probably paid too much.
Fun with these buttons here today. I did not want to run the intro again here. Well, Saturday Sports Connection on 980 AM.
I shook you up by when I first came in with the White Sox.
You did.
I'm sorry.
You did. We're just
looks like you've painted about 10
all over the place.
Yeah, it looks like you've painted about 10 barns with that hat. But that's
yeah,
right.
It's got a few bleach stains on it.
At least you don't have it on your shirt.
Would you believe? It's
no, I wouldn't.
It was actually the style of the hat, so I bought it this way. I thought it looked all right, and I wanted something that was a little, because I wear hats out. You know, I've got like I have like 40 hats. I wear like four of them.
I do too. I collect hats. Same thing. I got a new one.
I've got
see this hat right here?
Yeah, it's pretty
goat.
Sharp.
It's a goat.
The goat. I have
the goat
hats,
hat.
I have hats that I don't wear. I have hats I only wear whenever I need a nicer hat. And then I got hats that, okay, this one I'll sweat in all day. I'll go and mow the yard or do this or do that.
We're getting a little personal now. You sweat in the hat, do you?
Yeah. Well, I don't have like a do-rag or anything, you know. It's like, you know, there's some hats that I have that you just wear out.
You look good in a turban, too.
Stop. Eastern Illinois Baseball League fires up there next season tomorrow. You've got Paxton hosting Royal for a doubleheader. Danville at Buckley. Arcola with a bye.
They're Arcola's still in the league?
They're still in the league. They're back down to five teams. Decatur, not they tried to give it a go last year.
What's the nickname of the Danville team?
They're the Dirtbags.
The Dirtbags.
I can't make that up. It's still the Dirtbags for mine.
It's kind of like the Bananas or whatever it is.
Savannah Bananas. Prospect League gets underway Tuesday. Danville at home against the Rex. Lafayette at home against Champion City. Then you've got Danville doing a home-and-home with DuBois County before returning against Springfield. You've got Lafayette.
Can we explain where some of these places are, Chad? Where's Championship City at?
Champion City, I believe, is out east, isn't it? Isn't that in Ohio?
I'm guessing. I don't know.
Let's look this up with the little time we have left here, which, by the way, we found out off air, Greg DeWerf from Nokomis, Illinois. That's still about an hour over northwest of where I'm at down south. That's kind of positioned over there between...
In redneck areas?
Yeah, probably between like Springfield and Litchfield. Well, I'm looking up, where's my Prospect League bookmark here?
Oh, we know where DuBois County is. That's in Jeep Country.
No, that's out east. That's a Pennsylvania, I thought.
DuBois County? That's DuBois in Indiana.
So maybe it is in Indiana. Is it?
Chillicothe, I assume, that's either Ohio or Illinois, one of the two.
That would be Ohio. I think you're right. The Paints? Is it the Paints? It'd be nice if I didn't have all these bookmarks there. Here we go. Prospect League. So you got Champion City. You've got DuBois County. I think they are in DuBois County Bombers. Huntingburg, Indiana. Okay, so, yeah, that's a team from over in Indiana. I was thinking there was a couple teams out
east. What great player was from Huntingburg? I think he played third base for the Cardinals.
Was that Roland? Scott Roland?
You're on top of it, Chad Bird.
Yeah. Chad Bird? Couple of items we want to talk about before we get wrapped up.
Go ahead before I disrupt you again. Go ahead.
Before you start talking over the ABC News coming up here in about a minute and a half. Congrats to Park Heritage senior Addison Frazier on her signing. Continue your academic and softball careers at St. Mary of the Woods. You've got congratulations in order to one other one, too, I've thought. But X is, there again, acting up on me. Our good buddy, Coach Jason Anderson at EIU on becoming 2025 OVC Coach of the Year.
He's had a good run down there, right?
Good run.
I think they might have won the league.
Yeah, had a great season there. We want to, of course, acknowledge Schlarman, new football coach, Glenn Rowell, the former athlete at Danville and has coached around. He's got a big splash signing there. We've got a new coach of basketball over at North Vermilion. We've got...
Who's the new basketball coach at North Vermilion?
There again, you are asking me with a broken Twitter here. So, and with up against the clock here. We've got... and they're not going to get it in time here. I had it written down, but...
All right.
Phil Leonard. So... That's it for the Sports Connection. They'll be back next week to tear it up again. Have a good one.
WITY Dan.